Alright, so it's about 8:30 in the morning here, and we're just still sitting outside the supposed centre of the it's where the decisions get made, and where the state is meant to look after the people of the state and not have people dying, but unfortunately people are dying. And as a reaction to that, the homeless community who slept out all night here, and people who are supporting them have slept out with them in solidarity with them, and are building they're fighting back. It's a revolt. That's what they're saying. There's a placard I'm saying the homeless are revolting. So this is the start of something.
Standing up for our rights.
So here are Eddie and Chris. So do you just want to just tell us a bit about how last night went? What's going on in general with this fucking world?
Like, at the moment, like, we're having no respect at all. Like, no. Yeah, there is a. Yeah, we're having no respect at the moment, but hopefully now at the moment when we slept out for the whole night, we should get a bit of respect, or not respect, bit of housing or notice, whatever it's called, or what the hell are you talking?
Oh, no.
Want to talk into it?
Is that?
Yeah, and just into that little bit.
Oh, here? I have the clue. Now, I think that the public needs to be aware that there are genuine human beings on the streets of Dublin, and not only Dublin but all around Ireland. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not going to be dots on the carpet and be walked over by anyone anymore. There's been too many deaths on the streets. Yeah. Mental hospitals are closing down. There's people on the streets with mental health problems. Yeah. And I'm only at a hospital after nearly suffering a breakdown, yeah, and still on the streets, yeah. And it's about time that the government got up off their backsides, yeah, and took their heads out of their backsides and looked at reality and not just dots on a carpet.
Yeah. Well done.
And that's what's happening now, because like, yeah, these aren't sitting back, it's getting up and doing something, like sitting out here outside the gates.
Yeah.
So when they walk in, as they're, I think they're starting to now,
the reality,
they have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Reality is hitting home, and with the government at the moment, when reality hits home, they don't like the truth.
No.
And they will hold their heads in shame.
Yeah.
If they've got any guts at all, come out with his heads up high and face us.
Yeah. And yeah, take it on. Take it on and sort it. That's what you're supposed to do.
Sort us all out.
Yeah.
Once and for all.
Don't run away from the problem. The more you run away from it, yeah, you're going to have to stop, because we'll haunt us until you do something about this problem of homelessness.
Exactly, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and more people will see it, and the lads inside will be embarrassed more and more that they're not doing something, and that they're being that something is being demanded of them by the people who are being affected. Because like, it literally is a matter of life and death. Like,
yeah, it is.
Your friends have been dying on the streets. More of the lads who are here now might be dying next week.
Yeah.
So
it could be me tonight, tomorrow night. I don't know. I've got asthmatic and I get very bad chest infections and that. And now that winter's coming in, I mean, I could end up with pneumonia because I'm vulnerable to it, you know. And these don't realise, not only in the winter, but in the summer, you can still die from hypothermia.
You can,
but the government don't seem to understand that, you know. And I just want to say that this government is a laugh and a joke.
They're making a fool of ourselves, dear.
Yeah.
Definitely making a fool of ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we won't go away till we're heard, and until there's something positive done about it.
And what do you see as being the things that they have to do? Like, what is your demand? And is it open up derelict buildings and just put people into a warm place for the night?
But I believe every human being, animals are housed, yeah? The wildlife, the wild birds make their own.
Dublin people. The dogs in Dublin are actually treated better than the homeless people now at these days. And anyway,
so what they need to do is, there's loads of derelict buildings that they could reopen again and do up as little apartments, I've always dreamt from the age of 15, which is nearly 25 years now since I've been homeless, and I've always dreamt of my own little house, a little flat, that I can call my home, yeah, and where I'd be safe, yeah.
Yeah.
And that, not only me, but everyone on the streets wants it.
Yeah.
Even people in hostels. I mean, I'm not only on about me, but I'm on about, what about families that are in B&Bs, yeah, with children, yeah? That's got to be issued as well.
People who go to court fighting for their kids and they just get left behind by the county council and all. No, you have to have this so many points and that so many points. That's a lot of shite. You should just house you. If you have a kid and all, just get you into a proper accommodate, private or anything like that to help you out. You should. Definitely shouldn't you?
I tell you one thing, they definitely better do something, because I ain't waiting for 10 or 15 years, because I tell you one thing, if there's nothing done, I could be the next dead on the list. And that's, now that winter's hit in, it could be anyone else, enough is enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Help us.
Help us. All we want is to be helped, yeah? All we want is roofs over our heads, yeah? And every person has got a right to have a home that they can call their home, yeah?
You won't get thrown out in another 2 years, or private rented yet, you get thrown out in 2 years or something like that. And
quick, can you tell us a little bit about how this movement has started to happen, how it's starting to grow? Because it really seems like that
they haven't started. Like, there's hundreds of people out there for 13 years, 14 years on the street, 20 years,
I'm 25 years this November. On my 40th birthday, I'll be 25 years homeless. And I've been in England. I come back from England in January of this year, yeah. And I got told I'd be another 10 to 15 years waiting.
And when you look at that, like when you look back at what Ireland is like 25 years ago, it was a lot poorer a country. And now supposedly it's one of the richest countries in the world, and they're not looking after people, they're still letting people die.
I tell you one thing, I don't know about this Celtic tiger, I tell you, but
That's a lie.
Yeah, all they want is money, money, money. I'm sure that they're getting backhanders. Yeah, to have this country so rich. Charity begins at home, yeah, and they should never forget where they've been, because we were refugees at one time.
Exactly, exactly.
And I'm still a refugee in my own country.
That is scandalous, it really is. But in terms of what's been happening the last few weeks, like how it's got to this stage of people, like, taking up this action, sitting outside for night, so when they're coming in, come back into their job, they're not just going to have a nice easy walk in, they're going to have to walk in and see that people are on the streets.
Yeah, and not only that, they're going to have to open up to the fact that there's been deaths on the street through violence and what have you.
Yeah.
And they've got to realise that this is reality. You know, take your heads out of your
behinds
and just look to reality, yeah?
Yeah.
I'd love to see one of them ministers sleep out here for a night and let him see what it's like to have a paper bag wrapped around you in the cold.
Maybe that might happen soon if they don't start pulling their weight and sorting this problem.
Yeah.
But in terms of though...
It's their fault we're actually homeless, like, because to help everyone else coming into the country, yeah, quick, get them a place so no one would notice, like, straight away. That's wrong, that was. They should have looked after all their own on the streets. They haven't.
Yeah, yeah. And in terms of, like, the... What they say is, what, 230 or 40 is supposedly the number of official number on the street in Dublin on a given night. But like in the whole homeless community, and people in hostels and B&Bs on the streets, or moving away to different places and coming back,
thousands,
like
absolutely thousands. I mean, it's not only Dublin that's got this problem. It's Cork, Limerick, Galway, Athlone, Roscommon, the whole of Ireland's got it, but the government are not willing to do anything about it. And unfortunately, it's come to this stage now where people are dying, and homeless people are not willing to see anyone else die. We shouldn't have to die and be just put into a bin bag and thrown into Annie Pauper's grave. That's disgusting, it's revolting, and sometimes I feel ashamed and disgusted to be Irish because of the way my government has turned out to be.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. It's like I used to think we cared and we looked out and we did stuff. But when you see the greed and the lack of care and the fact of just letting people die. But the thing I would like, I'd try to ask, I get to though, is to, like, at the moment, like there was maybe, what, 30 people last night sleeping out. How much of the homeless community are aware of this, that this movement has grown, that there is something that is starting to fight back, and it's starting to fight back. It's not different groups coming in, it's the homeless themselves organising themselves and saying, right, we're going to sort this problem.
Yeah, because it's only the homeless that really want to be noticed, yeah? And once all the homeless get together and stick together, they've got to do something about it, because the public out there don't realise how serious this homelessness has become. Yeah. It's increased over the years, and there's been more deaths year in and year out, yeah? Day in and day out, somebody homeless dies, whether it's on the streets or in a hostel or in a rented accommodation. They either die through natural causes or suicide, you know? And this has got to stop once and for all.
And in terms of a part of the, I suppose, a mechanism trying to stop, like, do you and your friends on the street, do you have hope that it is sortable? Do you have hope that it will end and that you will have that home?
Oh, yeah. I am certainly not giving up hope. There's light at the end of the tunnel, and I will fight and fight till I get my rights. I'm a human being, and just like everyone here, there is hope for us. We have got the hope, because if we didn't have the hope, we'd let this government walk all over us.
Exactly. And you wouldn't be out here doing what you're doing. Exactly. So I think having hope is the most important thing. It's the start. Everything comes from that sense of hope. If you don't have the hope, you don't have anything else.
You don't have nothing in life if you don't have hope. Hope is a great thing to have. And if you've got hope in your heart, you'll go with what your heart tells you and not your head. And I believe every homeless person here last night and today have come here with hope in their hearts, and they're not giving up. Yeah. This fight, yeah, the government will lose.
Yeah.
And that's the promise.
I think I agree with you. And I think you're winning.
Oh, definitely, yeah. We're on a winner. And with the help and backup of the public, yeah, they won't lose. We won't lose. We need the public support as well, you know, to get what we want.
Well, it's grown, and I think it's only a matter of time, and it's more and more people are becoming aware, are starting to plug in, because nobody wants homelessness, and it's just making the lads in there who, just making them sort this problem, so.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, we've got a beautiful country, yeah, but you see the tourists coming in here and seeing the amount of homeless, they're absolutely shocked.
Yeah.
Because in the travel brochures for Ireland, you don't see homelessness, no, because we're just swept away into a little corner, yeah, given a few hostels and so on. Oh, they'd be forgot about, yeah,
yeah.
And if they're going to keep this up, they're not going to get very many tourists, because there'll be more and more and more people on the streets,
yeah.
And it won't be a nice country to people,
yeah.
So they're the ones that will be holding their heads down with shame.
Well, it sounds like you know exactly the way to take this on and to win, and I think it really is only a matter of time. So, Chris, the best of luck, and like whatever we can do, we're behind you.
Well, thanks ever so much for all your support, and to the people out there as well for the support and the papers and everyone that came, you know, and the voluntary organisations. And thanks, and I'm not just being heard, but I ain't going away till something's done. And there's many, many behind me as well that have got the same spirit of heart. Thanks a million.
No, brilliant. Thank you.